Hello, you're listening to the Lost Trail Runner podcast. This is Ron coming to you from the little town of Lilburn, northeast of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. I do most of my running at Stone Mountain Park, which is approximately 6 miles from my palatial podcasting studio. My website is www.losttrailrunner.com. Good morning. This is episode 88 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast, the pre-Peachtree edition. We're in the car headed towards Peachtree right now on a rainy morning. What do you say, Laura?
Nothing.
She's wide awake and she's the one driving. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
It isn't raining right now, but it could be soon. It's been raining most of the night. And the weather forecast for the day is rain all day, off and on. So, how are you going to do the race?
With a trash bag.
With a trash bag?
No.
I see.
I'm going to run the race and walk the race.
Well, I'm going to run and walk also. I'm in a time group E and Laura's in time group G, so I decided I was going to move back and run with her. At least for a while, until she leaves me.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know how I'm going to feel. I got about 5 hours sleep last night for some reason.
Well, I woke up at about 3:20.
This will be my zombie run.
I feel
like a zombie.
Yeah. And I think, this is probably the first time it's rained in 35 years of the Peachtree. Is that what you said? I think in 1994 it rained.
Well, I don't remember the rain. It probably rained before and after, but not during the race. I've never had it rain on me during a race.
Right. So this will be interesting.
At least that I can remember in my old age.
Since it's been monsooning for 2 days.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
So.
So it's 5:41 in the morning, and we're headed to Ainslie Mall, the park, and then we're going to walk over to the MARTA station to catch the train up to Lenox Square for the race. What time's your time group start? You know?
I don't.
Mine was supposed to start at 7:35, and you're two groups behind me. And I think
it's 5 minutes apart.
Yeah, so that'd be 7:45.
Oh.
So that's a little over 2 hours from now. It's 5:41 right now. And hopefully we'll have a dry race.
Hopefully, but...
And then we're planning on going to the after race party over at Pheidippides at Ainslie Mall. That
Jeff Galloway puts on.
Well, it's at Pheidippides, at Jeff Galloway's running shoe store, but... group that sponsors, it's the group that puts on the Atlanta 13.1 half marathon.
Oh, and this is also the starting of our training for some half marathon that we're not sure of yet.
Well, I was planning on doing the Atlanta 13.1, but Laura's got a fishing tournament that weekend, so we're thinking about either running the Athens half marathon in Athens, Georgia, near the end of October, or there's a rock and roll half marathon in Savannah, I think, on November 9th. So we got some choices. We just got to decide which one it's going to be and start our training. Well, our training program starts this week, first week. So our long run for the week will be Peachtree. And then we'll go from there.
Right.
We're going to be using Galloway's training plan for the half marathon, and Kevin from the Extra Mile podcast is doing a podcast with Jeff Galloway for the half marathon training program, so I'm going
to sign up
kind
for
of go along with that program. I've had that book for a while, Galloway's training programs, so I that's going to be like the textbook for that particular training. So I'm all set in that respect. And I'll have to give a copy of that program to Laura so she can get in sync with it.
Yes.
So this is the pre-race part of the podcast. I was planning on podcasting during the race, but since it's going to be raining, I think I'll just pick it up after the race is over because I don't want to drown my Zoom H1 and it not ever work again. So that'll be it for now. See ya.
Olympian and distance running expert.
I'm Chris Twiggs, National Program Director of the Galloway Training Program and Endurance Athlete.
And I'm Kevin, huge fan of Jeff Galloway and his run, walk, run training method and the host of the Extra Mile Podcast.
Three of us have come together today to tell you about an exciting new sequel to the very popular marathon edition of the Galloway Extra Mile Podcast.
That's right, Jeff. This time we have our eyes set on the most popular running distance in the world, the half marathon.
Besides taking you gently by the hand and run walking you right across the finish line of your half marathon injury-free and with a smile on your face, this time we add a very special and exciting twist.
This time, three lucky listeners will receive individualized e-coaching from Chris.
Very cool, Jeff. So if you have ever wanted to finish a half marathon,
or if you have finished one but want to see how the Galloway Run Walk Run training method can change the way you run forever,
or even if you already use the Galloway Run Walk Run method but want to see how it can actually make you faster,
this podcast is for you. So here's the deal. Beginning in late June, Jeff, Chris, and I will begin producing the Galloway Extra Mile Half Marathon Edition. In this podcast, we take you through the Galloway Run Walk Run training method from start to finish, from your first step out the door
to the last step across the finish line, injury-free.
So make sure you keep your eyes and ears open for the Galloway Extra Mile Half Marathon Edition. Details will be posted at www.thegallowayextramile.com very soon,
as well as on our Facebook page at facebook.com/GallowayExtraMile and in iTunes.
So until then, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Okay, the Peachtree Road race is over and it did not rain on us the whole race. It started raining a little bit about an hour after the race was over. Where are you going?
Can you tell me to get in the right lane?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's where I'm going.
So, the old geezer ran a 67:37.
And I ran a surprise time. I don't know what my time is until I get it on the internet.
What she means is she didn't wear a watch. All she did was wear a Galloway timer. And then she didn't pay any attention to that either.
I kind of did. I ran 1.5 and 30.
Not for a long time.
No. I ran 30:30, and then I ran 1.5 and 30. And then I walked, and then I ran 30:30.
I ran 30:30 for the first mile, and then I ran 1.5 and walked 30 for the next
4 miles.
While. And then when I got to about a half a mile from the end, I just turned it off and ran in. So I ended up averaging 10:44 for the race, which wasn't too bad considering I had no expectations of any particular time. So
I need to get over there, don't I? 85
no,
north?
You just keep going straight.
I thought we were getting on 85.
We are, but you go straight. You don't go to the right. See where it says 85 north to the left?
Yeah, so am I supposed to be in the left lane?
No, you're supposed to be in the right lane because you're going to turn to the right.
Okay. That's confusing.
Well, only if you don't know where you're going.
Well, and I don't, so...
You just stay in the right lane.
This right lane?
Yes. And then you turn to the right, and once you turn to the right, then you get in the left lane again.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad I don't work downtown. Anyway. But, I made it, and that's all I have to say about it.
And this is our first week of our training for the half marathon.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, well, that means that Laura's already crawfishing on it. She's...
No, I got to look at my book and get my schedule together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and get over to the left lane.
Okay, now I know where I'm at.
Yeah, see? Right here. So I felt pretty good about the race. I wore my Hoka Bondi Bees. No foot problems, no leg problems, no joint problems. Felt good. How about you?
I have all joint problems, all knee problems, and all hip problems. So I might have to try those Hoka things. Or I might have to start running. That would be
helpful. Yeah, that might be a help, is if you start running regular. That's something I need to do more of. I haven't
been consistent.
No, I haven't really been consistent this whole year. Ever since after February when I got that super cold or whatever it was, I just never got it back until maybe this month because of Peachtree forcing me to run a little bit. And I really still only ran about probably 60 miles for the month of June, which isn't much.
Right. Well, I haven't gotten it back since my toe problem. But now it's better.
But I figure if I do sign up for a half marathon, that's going to force me to get into it and start training like I should.
Yeah.
And then I'll get back into it.
Yeah. I need to, too.
And I've switched back from running time to running distance. I ran time for a couple of months, but I've run distance for so long, I'm just so much more used to it. What is this person doing?
I have no idea.
Some people can't drive.
Wow.
We're getting on the expressway, and people are just... Look at that, it's just now starting to rain.
Now it's starting to pour down rain, and we didn't have a drop of rain. How about that? That is amazing.
Yep. Go home and watch the Tour de France and take a nap.
and take a nap.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got like 5 hours of sleep last night.
I am taking a nap. And
my Fitbit said I only had something like 89% sleep efficiency. So, a little over 5 hours of sleep.
This is perfect napping weather.
Yep.
And then back to work tomorrow. Do you have to work tomorrow?
Yep.
I do too.
Yep.
And we're supposed to go camping, and I hope it's not raining.
Where are you going to go camping?
Over at Hartwell at Wattsadler Campground.
Oh. And go fishing?
Yeah, it depends. We may.
I plan on running 6 at Stone Mountain on Sunday morning. We'll see if I do. since Rhonda's not going over to Alabama this weekend, maybe David will come over.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen him.
Hmm? up over there.
I need to get some new running shoes.
Well, see these, if you get Bondi 2s or Bondis, they're not as...
Joe's look
awful.
Like clown's shoes.
Well, he's got the, I can't even pronounce them, Fatis or whatever. They're the trail shoe. M-A-F-A-T-E, I think is how it's spelled.
Fati?
Yeah, and they're really good, I think, for ultra races.
Right.
But I think they were the original Hoka, and they're just kind of ugly looking.
Yeah, they're very ugly.
Well, plus his are size 13, so they look like a boat anyway.
Yeah.
Where mine are,
yours don't look
mine are 11 and a half, and plus I've got the Bondi Bees, and they look more like a regular shoe, but they got the cushioning, and they got a 4.5 millimeter drop from the heel to the toe, so they don't have a big high heel lift, more of a level shoe. Comfortable when it comes to running, I'll tell you.
I need something.
And I've got some Bondi 2s also, which I haven't run that much in. They're my new ones. I've probably got, I don't know, 15, 20 miles on them.
Right.
These, I've probably got over 150 on them.
Yeah, because you've been running in those for a little while.
And then I put Shugu on the bottom to try to make it last longer. I haven't used Shugu for probably 10 years or 15 years. Long, long time ago, people used to put Shugu on shoes.
Just to what? Like if you wear down a certain area on your
shoe? Well, like if you wear down the heel on the outside on the heel or on the forefoot or something, you can put shoe goo on it, keep it from wearing.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I figured I'd try that and see if I could get, because these shoes should last over 500 miles. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I think on my Adrenaline 12s, my Brooks, I've got over 300 some miles on those. They don't even hardly look worn.
Well, my shoes can't stay nice and clean and dry the whole race, and then I got to Piedmont Park, and they're now muddy and wet and nasty.
Well, yeah, they are. We ran the whole race, and when you cross the finish line, you go into Piedmont Park, and you get 60,000 people coming in there.
And it's been raining for 2 days.
And it's been raining for 2 days. It's like one of those mud runs or something.
Yeah,
it's just totally muddy and people's shoes, they had mud up to their
ankles
just about from all the slush and stuff walking in through there.
Yeah, so mine are all disgusting.
And after we finished, we went up to the Atlanta Track Club hospitality tent, and they had Waffle House up there, and they had scrambled eggs, sausage, and grits cups, and I think another thing was chicken roll, wasn't it? Chicken wrap?
Chicken wrap.
And they gave everybody Atlanta Track Club aluminum water bottles, all the members. Track Club has a hospitality tent set up just for the members, so that was pretty nice. Then we went over to the Ainslie Mall party that the Atlanta 13.1 people put on, and got snacks and beer over there.
Yeah.
So now we're on our way home for naps.
For a nap.
I guess this will be it, huh?
That's
it. Until next time.
The beginning of the beginning.
This was the Lost Trail Runner episode 88. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.